All right, well, we were telling you, and we have been telling you throughout the week, about a Hachnasat Sifrei Torah that is taking place on Sunday. Pathbuilder, peacemaker, pioneer, quick-witted, compassionate, dedicated. These are some of the words used to describe three Dayanim who have recently retired from a combined 100 years of service. Join the Hachnasat Sifrei Torah parade. That's taking place this Sunday, the 24th of November. That's at 4:45 in honor of these leaders of stature. Joining us in a studio to talk about this and to actually explain what this is all about is Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein. A very, very good morning.
Morning, Howard, and to all of your listeners. It's so great to be with you.
So first of all, how you feel? I would have thought you would be on holiday this week after the Shabbos project.
No.
Just like taking it easy. No.
That's not how it works. From there to the Hachnasat Sifrei Torah. So that's the beautiful thing about our community. It's so vibrant. There's so much going on.
And there's always something happening.
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, let's just start at the beginning. For if many of our listeners, some aren't Jewish, some just don't know, you know, who are Jewish, but not particularly involved. What is this Hachnasat Sefer Torah or Sifrei Torah?
Okay, so firstly, just the context of the occasion, because mm-hmm. it's quite a historic occasion.
Right.
We're doing this in honor of Rabbi Kudstag, Rabbi Rappaport, and Rabbi Sushad, who have served on the Johannesburg Beth Din for many, many decades, each one of them giving decades of their lives to the Jewish community. And the Beth Din, as we know, play such an important role in the community because it's there to provide the framework for Jewish life in all of its dimensions, marriage, divorce, monetary arbitrations, kashrut, everything. It gives us the parameters of what the Torah gives us to help us to live as a Jewish community. So we want to honor them because they've all retired, the three of them, over the course of the last 12 to 18 months, have all at different stages retired.
Right.
So we wanted to pay tribute to them. And we thought, you know, what better way to pay tribute to them than to have a Sefer Torah dedicated in the honor of each one.
So that's incredible.
So what's quite unique about this is that normally when one of these ceremonies is done, it's normally done for one Sefer Torah. Now we're doing it with three, each one dedicated to the honor of the three Dayanim, Rabbi Kudstag, Rabbi Rappaport, and Rabbi Sushad. And basically Hachnasa is that as you know, that you take the Sifrei Torah, you dance them into a shul, and you would bring them in because the Torah represents for us something which is everything. It's all of life. This is the word of Hashem, and it's the light and the guidance in our lives. And we demonstrate that by the excitement and the joy with which we bring a new Sefer Torah into a shul, so that it to almost in a certain sense inaugurate its use.
The flip side of that, of course, was what we saw happening when unfortunately, tragically, the Cape Town shul burnt down and Sifrei Torah and the Torahs were destroyed. We saw the outpouring of grief, which is an indication as to the value that Jews place on these, on the scrolls, on the Torah.
I think that's a brilliant point because you're right. If you think about that, what happened at the time, what shattered people so much,
it wasn't the building at all.
It was the fact that, and I remember actually attending the funeral for the Sifrei Torah in Cape Town. And they actually put them in a coffin and buried them in the ground. And it was a very moving experience because for us as Jews, the Torah is everything. It's the word of Hashem, and it's guided us for thousands of years. It's held us together. It gives us our values, our direction, and so we share that. We celebrate that, and that's part of this whole procedure. So it begins at a certain point. It's going to begin at 37 Corbel Crescent, and then it moves from there through the streets of Glen Hazel. A whole procession with a musical band dancing, with the Dayanim holding the Sifrei Torah, a procession
very, very
of hundreds
beautiful.
Of people through the
yeah,
streets,
yeah.
heading all the way to the shul, to the Yeshiva College campus.
Absolutely amazing, and I certainly will be there. If you are there, and I would, it would be absolutely awesome if you would attend, come and say hi to me. I would love to see and meet some of you there. So it starts, just a reminder, 4:45.
It starts at 4:45, and I think why it's so important for all of us to participate is because what we firstly it's basic a sense of a gratitude. Here here you have three people who have devoted
decades of their lives.
And you know they've served with selflessness and with dedication, and they've given us a Beth Din that has a reputation globally of being a place of excellence, which means that, and this is a very important thing for our community to understand, that in order to function on a basic level as a Jewish community, we need certain halachic pillars to be in place. We need to be able to have marriages which are done in accordance with halacha, with Jewish law. Divorces, unfortunately, are a necessity
a
as well. Monetary arbitrations, conversions
are very big. And in fact, that's also an important point. Is that there aren't many Beth Dins around the world that have a reputation that we have here in South Africa, that conversions are accepted with absolutely no doubt and no question mark. And I think it's very, very important.
100%. So if you think about the chief rabbinate of Israel has very strict criteria of what they will accept and what they won't. And globally, you go to any Beth Din anywhere in the world, they accept our conversions, marriages, divorces, all of the halachic standards. And this has come from decades of hard work. And that's why I think it's so important, both in a sense of recognizing these dayanim as people and showing them the appreciation, as well as acknowledging the importance of the role of the Beth Din in our community, as well as paying tribute to the honor of these Sifrei Torah, which they've got their own interesting story, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we love stories, don't we, Zanati?
Of course.
Tell us a story and we rivet it. Yeah.
No, the interesting thing about these Sifrei Torah is that what we want for them is to be there for the community in the same way that the Dayanim, these rabbis who served on the Beth Din, served selflessly for the community. These Sifrei Torah are not going to be given to one specific shul for use. They are there for the use of the whole community. So that means if anybody wants the use of a Sefer Torah, a shul needs the use of a Sefer Torah for a Shabbaton, or a shul is short of one and they need it for a few months.
That is incredible.
They're going to be on loan to the community. You know,
Absolutely love that.
Need to contact my office at chiefrabbi.co.za, and then you can make an arrangement.
So they actually genuinely belong to the entire community, effectively.
That's right. They're going to be hosted on the Yeshiva College campus in the various Arona HaKodesh.
Right.
But then they therefore for the service of the community. So it's almost the symbolism of the Dayanim.
Absolutely love.
And each Sefer Torah has got a beautifully made cover, a mantle with the name of the of each one separately on three separate covers, and is dedicated to their life mission in service of South African Jewry. That's the wording, you know, on the mantle. But the Sifrei Torah themselves actually were very graciously given for this occasion and for this purpose by the Cyril Dean Shul. Cyril Dean Shul, which continues to operate as a shul, and we pay tribute to them for their hard work in keeping their shul going, have had extra Sifrei Torah. So instead of, you know, taking more communal money and buying new Sifrei Torah, when they actually had three Sifrei Torah over and above the ones that they're using. So they've got enough to continue using. Every shul really needs, you need at least one, but two or three, you're never going to need more than three. On a Shabbos, you'll never take out more than three Sifrei Torah. So they've given these for the use of the community very graciously. So that's why I think all of the symbolism here comes together.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So I would certainly love to see you there. That is at 4:45.
4:45. It's going to start. The procession's going to start from 37 Corbel. It's then going to move from there as a procession through the streets of Glen Hazel to the Yeshiva College campus. We're going to get to the Yeshiva College campus at around 5:15, 5:30, and then there's going to be a very short ceremony in the shul with a few short speeches to pay tribute to the occasion and to pay tribute to the Dayanim, followed by cocktails on the Yeshiva College campus. So it's a historic occasion.
It really is.
But I think what's also just important to mention is that part of the ceremony is going to involve the new generation of Dayanim. And I think this is also an important thing to reflect on as a community. While we bid farewell and wish Rabbi Kutztag, Rabbi Rappaport, Rabbi Sushad well on their retirement. We are blessed as a community to have a new generation of Dayanim, of real excellence. In the new generation, you know, Rabbi Bedil, Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Glicksberg, Rabbi Fox, and then in Cape Town, of course, we have Rabbi Maisels, Rabbi Suiza, and Rabbi Liebenberg, who's joining them there. So we've got really an outstanding team, which means as a community, we are ready for the future. And all of these Dayanim have served under the leadership of the retiring generation. So they've been guided and mentored and directed, and they're in constant contact. So whenever they're looking for guidance, because we want to ensure that the traditions continue and that there's a real sense of continuity.
I think that's also very important, because there's often a sense of this of concern and negativity and you know, worry, anxiety around the country, around the community, etc. It's important to see this type of event, and it's important to see the continuity and to see what we are, what we are capable of as a community.
Absolutely.
I think it's absolutely vital.
It's so important that while we pay tribute to the past, we prepare for the future. And that's what's so exciting. It's so important to pay tribute to the past and to acknowledge the past and to acknowledge the contribution and the selflessness, but then also to look towards the future. So I think both are very important for us as a community.
Absolutely right, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein. Thank you for coming into studio, telling us about it. Hope we are going to see you there.